Even though the Degel Machna Ephraim doesn't have sections that are dedicated to the Yom Tov of Sukkot, two pieces are relevant to the Yom Tov of Sukkot, Haba Aleinu Letova, and that is the Degel Machna Ephraim in Parshas Ezra, on Kol HaEzrach BiYisrael Yeshu BaSukkos, and Achrei Mos, with regard to the lesson of the Esrog. So we'll begin with the piece, the last in Parshas Emor, on Kol HaEzrach BiYisrael Yeshu BaSukkos. Yesh Lomar Al Derech De'isa B'Zohar HaKadosh Parshas Emor. The Zohar writes the following. Kol man di'ihu migiza v'sharsha kadisha di Yisrael, yeshu basukos. Any Jew, anyone who comes from the stock, from the lineage of the Jewish people, yeshu basukos, should come and sit in the sukkah. And the Zohar uses the famous expression, t'chos tzila d'me'amnusa, come sit, tachas the shade of Amunah. Be protected by the wings of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the shtela d'me'amnusa, as we refer to the sukkah. And then the Zohar writes an amazing thing. Eliezer, Eved Avraham, begin the Shimesh Avraham, Yosef, Tchos Tila, the Me'am Nusa. Eliezer, Eved Avraham, even though he was not really part of our people, but because of his attachment to Avraham Avinu, he was also Zocha to sit under the Tzela of the Me'am Nusa. Zocha Lemipak Miklal Aror Lechal Baruch. And Eliezer, despite being from the cursed world of Canaan, was able to extract himself from the world of curse and enter into the world of blessing. Anyone who chooses to again to enter that avirah, the sukkah, brings protection and comfort to himself and to his family, his children for all generations. And a person who, God forbid, leaves the sukkah, he will encounter galus, God forbid. Ad kan, the words of the Zohar. So with this, perhaps we can understand the pshat in the pasuk Kol HaEzrach BiYisrael Yeshu BaSukkos B'derech Pnimius. V'zeu Kol HaEzrach BiYisrael Hanu Kol Mi SheYesh Lo B'chinas Avraham HaNikra Ezrach. Avraham, we know, is referred to in Tehillim as Eitan HaEzrachi. The whole month of Tishrei is called Yerach HaEitanim. It's the month of the strong ones. That's where the word Eitan comes from. But Ezrach also is a meram is to Avraham Avinu. He's Eitan HaEzrachi. So Kol HaEzrach BiYisrael, anyone who has a shaykhes to Avraham Avinu, whether you're a descendant of Avraham or you're a servant of Avraham, yeshol gam kim b'china shol yeshu basukos, haynu tzela d'mehamnusa. You're protected by the shade of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the enveloping protection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the sukkah. However, says the Zohar, man da'apik garmei, but one who excludes himself, achsen chas v'shalom galusa, will encounter galus. And that's what the Zohar says as well. The pasuk says in Bamidbar Chaf Aleph, Vayishb Mimenu Shevi, that a captive was taken captive, Hainu Shanasa Me Osios Yeshvu, Osios Vayishb, Uletovehi Yeshvu Basukos. A person has to make a choice. Do I want to be attached to the world of Avraham Avinu, called Ezrach B'Yisrael, and then Yeshvu Basukos? But if God forbid I don't attach myself to the Sukkah, I leave the protection of the Sukkah, so then the word Yeshvu, Yud Shin Bez Vav, becomes Vav Yud Shin Bez. And again, a person, God forbid, is taken captive into exile. So certainly we want to spend as much time as we can in the sukkah, along with our first guest, Avraham Avinu, the first of our Ushpizin, and feel that protection of the sukkah. It helps us to define the essence of who we are as Jews. The posts even say that one should not really invite a nachri into the sukkah, because it really represents the miyuchad relationship between Knesset Yisrael and Kutcha Brichu, and it's proven to us further from that Gemara in Meseches Avodah Zarah and Daf Gimel, where the Umas HaOlam at the end of days are given the opportunity to sit in the Sukkah, and they rebel against that mitzvah, highlighting that it's not really a place for them. It's a place of Shmira that's unique for the Jewish people. Continuing with the next little piece, the last piece in Emor, Oye Amer, Al Derech D'Isa B'Ksavim. Perhaps we could explain further, as if that previous piece wasn't deep enough. But the Arizal further tells us on the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Smolo tachas l'roshi, the left hand is under my head. The smol, of course, left being Midas Adin, Gvura is tachas roshi, zo Rosh Hashanah, which is Bechinas Gvura. V'chol atfilos v'atekios Rosh Hashanah hi kedei l'hamtikan, and everything we do in Rosh Hashanah is to try to soften and sweeten that din through our tfila, through the tekiah shofar. But the Pasuk continues, V'yamino tichabekeni, that afterwards the right hand gives a hug. And that's what the sukkah is. The Arizal explained that the same way that if a person hugs someone, they wrap their arm around them, so that the upper part of the arm is like one wall, and the forearm is another wall. And we know a sukkah has to be two walls and a tefach, and the hand is the measure of a tefach. So literally, when a person sits in the sukkah, it's ki'ilu he's sitting in the hug of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, wrapped in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's arm, and it's yimino, it's the side of chesed. Hibachina sukkah shei kula chesedim. So how does this connect to our pasuk, kol ha'ezrach b'Yisrael yeshu v'sukos? So he explains, kol ha'ezrach, ezrach is gematria, 216 is gematria gvura. And what's the ha'ezrach? The hey represents the five gvuros. The five gurus are alluded to in the five sofit letters of Menatzpach, the Mem sofit, Nun sofit, Tzadi sofit, Pei sofit, and Chav sofit. So kol ha'ezrach, anyone who encounters the gvura of Milas Hadin, which of course we try to soften and sweeten over the course of Rosh Hashanah, hainu kol mi sheyachol lahamtik ha'gvuras hanizkar le'el, if we're able to do so, which we do on Rosh Hashanah to the best of our ability, then yeshu basukos, then we can enter the sukkah, which is kulo chasadim, v'shora alav chasadim, when we feel that divine protection. Those two pieces are a little bit hard, a little bit esoteric. Let's try something a bit easier now in Parshas Acharei Mos, where he describes for us the lesson of the Esrog. The paragraph begins, V'ho'il shano oskim kan b'inyana de Esrog. I would say it's about halfway through his writings on Parshas Acharei Mos. It's part of a longer piece that begins Od Yirmos, Achas B'shana, but towards the end of that piece, he writes, V'hoel shanu os asukim kan binyana de esrog. Since I mentioned in passing a very deep and Kabbalistic idea about the esrog, let me tell you something more about the esrog. And this is a little bit more revealed and understandable to us. A very, very important lesson in Avodas Hashem. O davar echad shamarti bin an esrog. Let's mention one more point about an esrog. Ki isa b'svarim. We know the svarim explained to us that esrog imakolel b'gematria Torah. The gematria of the word esrog, with the kolel, the way it's spelled in the Torah, esrog is spelled without a vav, so that's 610, I'm sorry. With the kolel is gematria Torah, which is 611. What does that mean, esrog is gematria Torah? V'nei lahavin zeh haremes, ki adua ki ikir ha-Torah heim anochi v'lo yelecha. We know that the essence of the Torah is captured in the first two statements we heard from Hashem. As the Ramban explains, all the mitzvot saseh are found as an extension of Anochi, and all mitzvot lo saseh is an extension of Lo Yi'alecha. The entirety of the Torah is enveloped, the Zohar writes about this as well, that everything is found within Anochi and Lo Yi'alecha. Sheim klal kol ha-Torah kula lavo la'emunas ha-lokuso v'yichudu yisbarach shemo v'tzadik v'emunasu yichya. We know that Amunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the recognition of His oneness are amongst the most essential principles of Torah, and therefore tzadik v'emunasu yichya, tzadik lives by his Amunah. Ukvar nisbar le'el mizan, I've explained this earlier in Parsha Sav, which hopefully we'll get to some point later this year. V'nei Isa, the Gemara says in the Darim, Daf Chaf Hei, Shekula Avodah Zarah kechol ha-Torah kula. We know that Avodah Zarah is equated with the entirety of the Torah. And therefore, Emuna is the inverse, the opposite end of the spectrum. V'hamod ba ki'ilu kofer b'chol ha-Torah kula, v'ha-kofer ba kamod b'chol ha-Torah kula. One who rejects Avodah Zarah believes in the entire Torah. One who embraces Avodah Zarah is as if he has rejected the entire Torah. V'akol hu latam and iskla'el, and it all fits with what we explained above. That Anochi Hashem Lokecha, namely Emunah Selokos, bo toloi klal ha-Torah kula. The entire Torah is dependent upon Emunah. In fact, some Rishonim don't even count Emunah as a mitzvah for the very simple reason that it's a prerequisite of the Torah. If I don't believe in Hashem, then the entire Torah cannot be chal, can't be binding upon me. It's the introduction to Kol HaTorah Kula, or according to the Rambam, it's the first mitzvah of the Torah. But either way, it's the foundation upon which everything else rests, and therefore the entire Torah is dependent upon it. So what does this have to do with the Esrog being Gematria Torah? Hinei Isa B'Gemara, says the Dagamach and Ephraim, the Gemara tells us, he's being Rambis to a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kofei, that Kol HaKoyes Ki'ilu Ovid Avodah Zarah, that anyone who angers, it's as if he worships Avodah Zarah. Anger is leads to Avodah Zarah, and sometimes is equated with Avodah Zarah. But Kas hu rak inyan migaiva, and we know from so many svarim that Kas and Gaiva are so deeply connected. Why does one get angry at someone else? Because they feel that they're better than them, that they feel entitled to their opinion, and the other person is not entitled to their opinion. It all stems from Gaiva, through haughtiness. So if anger is sometimes equated with avodah zarah, then gaiva, which leads to anger, the root of it, is all the more so associated with avodah zarah. That's why Haman, the Gemara says, made himself into an avodah zarah. A lot of that is because of his gaiva. He's so self-absorbed. He's so full of himself. And he's so concerned with just having more and more power to the point that he destroys himself. He becomes an avodah zarah in that way. Avodah zarah and gaiva are synonymous. And therefore, when Hashem helps a person to extract himself from the world of gaiva and from the world of self-centeredness and from the world of inflated ego, when a person attaches himself removes himself from gaiva, so by extension he is automatically attaching himself to the entirety of Torah. Because he's saying, I recognize that there's something bigger than me. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's being mamin no Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's rejecting gaiva, which is itself a avodah zarah. So now we understand. Esrog is gematria Torah. Why? How does the Esrog teach us about humility? The Sfarim tell us that Esrog is Rashi Tevos, al tivoeni regel gaiva. Please, Hashem, protect me from any connection to gaiva. V'hainu shi astalik min a gaiva mikol v'kol. I don't want to even step one step in the direction of gaiva. And therefore, if the Esrog teaches us the importance of humility, if the Esrog is supposed to be so humble and so submissive, if the Esrog corresponds to David HaMelech, which is the last of our Ushpizim, if the Esrog, if corresponding to David, is Malchus, and as the Zohar says about Malchus, Lesli Migarmei Klum, David HaMelech, with his awesome humility, described himself as not even a person, Anochi Tolas V'lo Ish, I'm not even a human being. So therefore, the Esrog is Gematria Torah. Because a person who has that humility is a person who's connected to Kol HaTorah Kula. Hainu sha'oz hu mode b'chol HaTorah Kula, sha'ikar hu anochi kanizko le'el v'havein. And that's, of course, why Moshe kibal Torah miSinai. Moshe, in his humility, is, of course, the one to bring us the Torah. Har Sinai is selected because of its humility, as we find in the writings of Chazal. And therefore, a person who understands the message of humility and the message of Amuna and being able to reject Gaiva and Kas and Avodah Zarah, which are all synonymous, such a person has Ki'ilu Kol HaTorah Kula in his hand, and that's what the Esrog represents. Esrog Gematria Torah, Esrog Rashi Tevos Al Tvo'eni Regel Gaiva. So as we take the Dal and Minim in our hand, let's make sure that we have this Kavana. As we feel a Kadosh Baruch Hu's embrace, Kol HaEzrach B'Yisrael Yeshu Basukos, as we feel the protection of Hashem, and we save ourselves from the Gullus that awaits us, God forbid, outside the Sukkah. The attacks of Esav and the Sitra Achra and the Kochas Hatova and the Dinim and the Gvura, as we move away from the world of Rosh Hashanah into the world of the Sukkah, let's remind ourselves we do so with great humility, with great Amunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Mirtz Hashem through that will be Zocha to Esrog Gematria Torah, a life filled with Torah and Mitzvos.